thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today, at i529.org/today.
It's a busy last few days for Tom Leppert in his race against City Councilman Ed Oakley this Saturday. At his Ross Avenue campaign headquarters Monday, Leppert accepted endorsements from some Hispanic pastors, including Lynn Godsey, president of the Hispanic Evangelical Alliance of Ministers, whose membership claims some 300 religious leaders and organizations. Godsey's group likes that Leppert wants more police on the streets, but that's not all.
We have determined that he's also a man of family man. God first, family second, a man of good moral character.
Godsey's alliance praises Leppert's business experience as the retired head of Turner Construction Company. He says the candidate could answer another concern of the faithful.
The expertise he can bring to bring jobs, to bring businesses into Dallas, Texas, when he does that, then what's going to happen? People will have more jobs.
With what Tom Leppert estimates will be a pricey $2 million final price tag to his campaign, the candidate's running to reduce crime without more taxes and develop the economy, especially in the long-ignored southern sector. He also wants to improve public schools, even if a mayor's influence can only be indirect, and even though he sent his children to private schools.
We've seen a deterioration in the education system over the last couple of decades. That's why it has to be on the agenda. We need to make the public school system of the quality that everybody will look forward to going to it, and that's not the situation today.
In North Dallas, along Park Lane near Central Expressway, where Leppert's support last month was exceptional, the candidate's meeting voters at Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, an early polling place.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Without exception on this day, voters say they're backing Leppert.
We want somebody good to do the job.
Early Dallas voters, Robert and Joyce Lentz.
We just need to get the thing back on track. It's been off track for a number of years.
The thing that I think that's off track is all of the people that are in political offices and in offices paid by the city of Dallas and all the problems that they have and nothing's being done about it, like our school district, the credit card things. I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous for us to get to a point like that.
For voters here, not only is Leppert's education issue resonating, so is his crime reduction call. Some voters also say they disliked opponent Ed Oakley's ads, which they called negative. Leppert just released his latest 30-second TV ad.
What's my vision for Dallas? It's a Dallas that's the safest city in America, a city known for smart business.
This Leppert commercial will run through Election Day, as the candidate says he'll continue making personal campaign appearances all over town until the election ends. For KERA 90.1, I'm Bill Ziebel.